Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello, and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. My name is Greg Phelps, and joining me as usual is Tipa Snow. Tipa, this is our final podcast of the year, and perhaps time for a bit of a retrospective on accomplishments. Maybe we can start with a couple of highlights while you just had the conference, and then if time permits, maybe a few lowlights, which would reinforce your mantra of until there's a cure, there's a care. So two big ones for you.
Yeah, so I would say the conference was definitely a highlight. We had over 300 people in person and over 350 people online. That's 750. And that's pre-conference numbers and more. And we did it as a hybrid. So we got to serve people who could only be present virtually. And we got to serve people who could be present in person and celebrate together. And that was great. And we also had our largest number of people living with dementia participating and family carers and professionals. So it was really, it was a great conference because it brought together a lot of different audience members to be with each other. And we had our gala and we have Snow Approach, which is the other yay. As of September, we've started doing our in-person certifications in our building here, which allows us to have local individuals living with and family members being active teachers in our certification courses, along with some of our virtual team members who join us as people living with dementia or family members. But we now have a physical presence here where we can come together and really rehearse again and not use a hotel. So we're also going out in skills days and private certs. The numbers are going back up. And for 2024, we've got planning in place for 8 road trips to other countries or locations outside the continental U.S. So that's exciting.
So let's hit the rewind button and go back and talk about this facility where you can actually do the training and things like that. We hadn't talked about that on the podcast prior to this. And that was sort of deliberate because we wanted to make sure that you were ready. This is a major thing. And here's Tipa sort of downplaying it again. But this is a major accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. And so we have in Hillsborough, North Carolina, a small cottage where we have people from PAC and people from Snow Approach delivering support for people locally and internationally in one space. And that's the cottage where we bring people in and just sort of introduce consultation. We do things like talk about brain changes. And then over the course of the year, we've renovated the large 6,000-foot area next door that used to be a furniture store and then a county office building for detention and after the court states into a large space with multiple purpose areas where we can showcase and demonstrate how you build a community that isn't a separate community. It's a real community where there's dementia competence. And so we're building dementia competent businesses, restaurants, banks. We're having people come in locally and be present. And we have spaces for all kinds of different things, which we could talk more about another time. But what's actually happening is when we bring the folks in for PAC training, the certification and courses, in real time, they're getting to see how do you set up an apartment? What does a bathroom look like? How could you modify the kitchen for people being okay? And how could you do some training here? Let's try it. Let's see what happens. We have an area that's a cafe area where people can come in and be really curious about brains and what it looks like and how it works. And so we're really super excited and proud of the work that we've done to create this place, space, and opportunity. So yeah, it's exciting.
So if I'm sitting here in Timbuktu and I'm thinking, oh, this is a great thing you've got, how can I utilize it? Can I send one person? Can I send two persons? Do I have to have a champion that goes and learns and comes back that I have to rely on that person to teach? Oh. Now, how are we using this?
Yeah, so we're using it in combination. So you may do some virtual things. And as you do virtual things, you'll probably get a chance to visit virtually. And then as you're doing that, you may decide, you know what? I want to see this up close and personal. I want to send a leader and a couple workers because I really want to see what this looks like. Or you may say, you know what? We need a trainer, but I want the trainer to really understand how to train hands-on people. And it's like, okay, well, bring them in and we'll show you how you do it. And then you go back and try it and we'll support you. So we're trying to integrate what we learn at the local level into the international conversations. How can you run a program for children to open the door to their comfort level of being with a mom, a dad, a grandparent who's living with brain changes or a very different atypical brain? Because we're really looking beyond even dementia to realize, wow, there are a lot of different people out here who don't fit in many spaces, but they have a space and it's really got to be a community effort. So yeah, fire departments and police officers, we've got them in the mix too. EMS, local, we're doing programs with them. Come see.
Speaking of programs, so glad to hear that I remember that program you had for the police officers, for the first responders. We'll do another program on that sometime, but you have so much material. Now you've got a place. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're really excited because what we've seen is people locally are like, oh, you're here? I didn't know you were here. It's like, yeah, I've been on the road a lot, but we're here. And they're like, cool. Can I come over? It's like, yeah, come on over. And so we've really been able to integrate. So we are part of every orientation class for EMS.
Tipa, if somebody wants more information on the programs or the facility itself, who do they talk to? Obviously, we're not going to chase Tipa. You must have somebody that they can.
We do. And we have info at Tipa Snow, which you can always do that. And we'll get you over to Snow Approach Foundation. But we have Snow Approach Foundation, and there's an 800 number. And there is also the ability, there's a local number, there's email. We have that info at snowapproach.org. We'll do it for you. And we'll get back with you.
Tipa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
For more information on today's program or any other dementia care-related topics, visit tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching, and if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.